హియరింగ్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఆఫ్ నాగపత్నిస్ వైఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ కాలియర్స్ విత్ ఏ ఓపెన్ హార్ట్, యూ క్యాన్ సే ఇన్ ఓపెన్ హార్ట్ విత్ ప్లీజింగ్ మూడ్, దే ఆర్ అప్రిషియేటింగ్ దే ఆర్ వెల్కమింగ్ కృష్ణస్ పనిష్మెంట్ టువార్డ్స్ కాలియా బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్. దే నో ది ఇంటెన్షన్, ది మూడ్. ఎస్, కృష్ణ ఇస్ ది వెల్ విషర్, వెల్ విషర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్. వెన్ ఎవర్ సమ్ అరేంజ్మెంట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్, దిస్ అరేంజ్మెంట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో స్పీషియస్. ఎ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ నో దిస్ థింగ్స్. జనరల్ డివోటీ, కామన్ డివోటీస్ ఈజ్ అన్ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది విల్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, ది డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, ది అరేంజ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. ఎస్, వీ హ్యావ్ నో ఐడియా. యాక్చువల్లీ లైక్ ఎ బ్లైండ్ పర్సన్, లైక్ ఎ బ్లైండ్ పర్సన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ మేకింగ్ సమ్ ప్లాన్ ఆర్ సమ్ థింగ్స్, వాట్ యూ క్యాన్ డూ, ఆల్వేజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డిపెండ్ ఆన్ సమ్ వన్ బికాస్ ఈజ్ బ్లైండ్. ఆల్దో హిస్ ప్లాన్స్ ఆర్ యూ క్యాన్ సే వెరీ నైస్, వెల్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ ప్లాన్స్ విద్ ఇన్ హిస్ మైండ్ అండ్ యూ క్యాన్ సే లైక్ నైస్ ఐడియాస్, బట్ వాట్ యూ క్యాన్ డూ, ఆల్వేజ్ యూ వాంట్ హెల్ప్. The conditioned soul's position is like that. Although he wants some things, he wants to do some things, actually he is unable to do all these things. Weak in every aspect, he is weak. There were Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning in his song, karma nahi, jnana nahi, krishna bhakti nahi, I have no karma. Even I am not a pious person. Pious person's attitude is also different. Their way of talking, their, how can I say, nature. They don't want to create problem for others. They try to understand someone, charitable nature. They want to give charity nature. And very sweet dealings. Yes, actually, karma nahi, I'm not a pious person. Jnana nahi. Also, I am not well conversant in Shastra. I have no power to understand Shastra. అండ్ కృష్ణ భక్తి నాయ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ నో కృష్ణ భక్తి. సో దేర్ ఫర్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ లైక్ భక్తున్నట్టు అక్కడ మెన్షనింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ మూడ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ నో కర్మ, ఐ హ్యావ్ నో జ్ఞాన, ఐ హ్యావ్ నో భక్తి, బట్ హౌ కెన్ యూ అచీవ్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. సో ఐ హమ్ ఇన్ లైక్ డిలిమా, వాట్ టు డూ, హౌ కెన్ ఐ అచీవ్, ఆల్ దో ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ హోప్. లైఫ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ మిజరబుల్ అండ్ బై గురు అండ్ కృష్ణస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ I am able to understand some things about spiritual life, but still, when I am realizing my position, I have no karma, I have no jnana, I have no bhakti, that means I am a blind person. I want help. Blind always want support from others. He may be very strengthy, he may be very intelligent, he may be, whatever he may be. He want, there is no vision. He want always help. We are like that. And Acharya's mood, they're praying for us. Acharya's praying for us. We don't know how to pray. We don't know how to pray. They are praying for us. And taught us by their example. Okay, if you want to achieve Krishna Bhakti, you have to pray like that. Karma nahi, jnana nahi, Krishna Bhakti nahi. Kirupe, how can I achieve your lotus feet? It is impossible. But still I have only one hope. What is that hope? Ahetu Gita Vakrupa Vedera Vichar. But as per my intelligence, as per my idea, this is not my idea. Actually, I heard from sadhus that your mercy does not depend on qualification. Only I have this hope. This is called Ahetu Gikatles mercy. Krishna don't want to see our qualifications. Yes, he is powerful. He is omnipotent. He is independent. But he like only one point. We have to remark. And we have to always, you can say, focus on one point. Only Krishna like. Because they are open-minded, open heart, and simple. Krishna chooses this person, immediately they can sort. Yes, those have a, like, how can you say, duplicious mood for them, very difficult. When dupliciousness is coming, you cannot pray. You cannot develop a sincere desire, sincere moods. Very difficult. Duplicious mood is coming means you think you are qualified. Yes. You think you are qualified. Therefore, you are duplicious. Very difficult for a conditioned soul. But if you pray and continue his responsibilities, his service in Krishna consciousness, same time following sadhu, guru, and praying sincerely. We are studying different shastras, acquiring knowledge, we know so many things, but we are always, our tendency to forget one thing, that I have no karma, I have no jnana, I have no bhakti. You know many things, this is good. You know shastra, you know how to preach, you know how to organize some things. This is good. But just compare, just you can say, he looks towards you. You study yourself. You judge yourself. We are judging ourselves with others. Okay, he's not a preacher, he's not a qualified. We are judging others. Or we are comparing ourselves with others, therefore we are happy. I am better than this Prabhu. I know better than this. We are happy. But we never compare ourselves with acharyas. This is our problem. We never compare ourselves with shastras. What Bhagavatam saying? Whether all these qualities is with me? What Bhagavad Gita is? Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. All these qualities is with me? We are comparing with other devotees. Oh, yeah, I am greater than, we can say, my position is greater than these devotees. We are comparing some devotees. Therefore, at least we are pacifying our mind. Yeah, I am better than, I am happy, I have no problem. But we never compare ourselves. Guru and Shastra, Sadhu, they will give you vision. Then you can see your position according to Shastra. Your position according to sadhu, sadhu's statement. Your position according to parampara system. Artificial, our position is just like artificial position. Artificial position. Although we are in spiritual touch, but this position is stable, we can say, stable spiritual stage. So that you can continue, you can increase, you can advance in your spiritual life. Yes. We are comparing ourselves with others, therefore we are a little happy. Oh. We never compare ourselves. Therefore Shastra revealed. Shastra. If Shastra saw our mercy, he revealed your position. Yes, this is your standard. But you want to see? You see my standard. You know many things, okay, you know many things, but what is your position? Therefore, Gurudev used to say, there is two type of, punishment. These two type of punishment will, now Krishna is directly giving punishment to Kaliya, but who will give you direct punishment to? You. Who will give you punishment? No. Who will give you punishment? Maya is giving punishment actually. To realize this is good for me, Maya is doing a thankless job. It is not easy also when Maya is giving punishment, rather we are suspecting Krishna. I am devotee, why this problem is coming? Therefore Gurudev used to say there are two types of punishment. Shastra Shasan, Guru Shasan. Guru will inflict discipline on you. Once you are obedient, you are under control of Guru and you want mercy. Guru knows, Guru wants to, according to your nature, according to your position, Guru knows in which standard this devotee is. I have to deal with him like that. Why will you punish him? If you have punishability, then you will give up Krishna consciousness. What is use? Late in this life, you should earn some sukrutis and give nice garland and clap and praise in front of everyone. Oh, he is a nice devotee. Bas. You can rectify yourself. You can see your own position when Shastra our mercy. Shastra punish you. You understand Shastra's punishment? What is Shastra's punishment? Shastra will beat you. Yes. In proper mood, when you read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, then you repent. Oh. Sudha Goswami is saying that thing. So where is my position? Who is beating you? Who? Why lamentation is coming? Why are you feeling disqualification? Who is punishing you now? Who is punishing? Like Premi Bhaktas. Those are Premi Bhaktas. When they are reading Shastra, they feel ecstasy. Where this ecstasy is coming? Who is giving, how can you say, who is sharing this experience? Shastra. Shastra mercy. Sadhu Shastra Kripa Jadi Krishna Anmukhai. Sei Jiva Nistara Maya Tare Chada. Maya, only Maya. Make you free by two things. Maya will make you released from her claws. Sadhu, when Sadhu is our mercy and Shastra is our mercy. After Sadhu's mercy, actually Sadhu's, if you accept Sadhu's mercy, you are simple. Then immediately, to make it more, how can I say, to make your faith more condensed, Shastra will help you. But you have, if you have suspect towards Sadhu, you have doubt towards Sadhu, Shastra will not repeat. No. Yes. Who is preaching about Shastra? Who is glorifying Shastra? Who knows Shastra? Common people don't know. They are using Shastra. Sometimes they are, how can I say, they are understanding Shastra according to their level. They don't know. So who is revealing Shastra? Sadhu. When you don't have faith towards Sadhu, Shastra will not sour mercy. Shastra will not sour mercy. Yes. Therefore, Sadhu's mercy and Shastra's mercy. By these two mercy, when you become, how can I say, become strengthy, then there is chance Maya will release you. Yes. And two punishment also require. Yeah, no one will give you mercy without, how can I say, without rectify you, without creating a pot in your heart, creating a container in your heart. Yes, where you keep mercy? You'll misuse. If you have anarthas, if you have other desires, if you have personal desires, personal sentiments, why Sadhuguru sour mercy? We can say the first savar of his mercy, they will punish you, Shastra and Sadhu. They will punish you in such a way, by their punishment, container. You are preparing now container, how to pray, how to serve. Yes. Yes. You don't think, always someone will say, okay, do like that, then. No. You see, now we are 60, 70, 50, 60, 40. Now, some voluntary, how can I say, voluntary attitude is not coming. Voluntary attitude for spiritual life. Voluntary activities. We can say, like some internal spirit to do these things. You can see karmis, even their world. An internal spirit, you see, kind of old peoples, they are just collecting cow dungs whole day. Now temperature is 40. Still, internal spirit coming. No, I have to maintain my family. Internal spirit. But why our spirit is not coming? Yes, we have no container. And no container. We are initiated by Guru. We are serving, two punishment is required. Yes. Therefore, why we are always, even after Sadhu Sangha, we have to touch with Shastras. Shastra. It is very difficult for a conditioned soul to put on blinching faith on the word of Sadhu. But he is simple, but he wants to do some service. But if little doubt is there, Shastra understands. Shastra is expansion of Krishna, they understand. Okay, this is, he is a simple person, but still he is not clarifying his doubt. He wants to serve. He will give you direction. Okay. See. Then your faith is now more condensed, more increasing towards Shastra and towards Sadhu. Two punishment. Shastra will inflict two discipline. And Guru. Someone can say, okay, how it is possible? Guru already left. Huh? Guru already left, buddy. How can Gurudev punish us? By his instructions. If you are simple, by just by hearing, oh, Gurudev is saying like that, but I am not doing. Where is my position? Gurudev said 24 hours, just chant Hare Krishna and your achievement is prayer. And I am not doing all these things. What I am doing? Sasan, punishment. These two punishments, actually the first hour of Guru and Shastra, prepare your container. The next step, a spiritual hankering is coming. If you accept it gladly, and now container is prepared, now spiritual hankering. How to serve more? How to give more pleasure to Guru and Krishna? Guru and Krishna? Guru and Krishna? Then, day by day, you can advance in spiritual life. Yes. Some secrets are there. We are like blind persons. Whatever we have, that is not very helpful in our spiritual life. Yes. If it is supported by Guru and Krishna, we have qualities, okay? But our individual qualities, enabled by our individual qualities, we can't please Guru and Krishna. If they will accept us, they will approve us. You understand? They will approve our qualities. Many engineers are there. Many doctors are there. Unless government approve, government choose, okay, you can do some private job, but you cannot work in government section. Government office. Government have to approve. They have some officers. They will choose, okay. They will ask different questions. You see, those are facing interviews. After interviews there, they can get some appointments. Yes. Krishnamsan Parmula. So we are discussing, we came from that point. Only a pure devotee is known the desire of Krishna. For us, for a conditioned soul, is very difficult. Why this is happening to me? Or why this is happening to others? A clear vision or a clear understanding is not coming. Clear understanding is not coming. Therefore, we are suspecting. This devotee was chanting, was very serious. Why this thing happening? Why this thing happening to him? Why you want to understand these things? This is my question. Why you understand? Why you understand? Why this question is arising to your mind? Why you put your intelligence? You are not intelligent like Krishna. If you are chanting, you are a devotee. Krishna knows. Krishna knows. So when some doubt is coming or some suspect is coming, means that our faith is now secable. Secable faith. Faith we have, but still why this is happening? Who knows? Many people are asking like that. He was like that. He was like that. Oh, this happened. This happened. Don't ask this. I don't like these questions. What they are doing, only Krishna knows. Krishna knows heart. Krishna wants to see our mood. Krishna don't want to see our, how can I say, outer, external works. Duryodhana was preparing so much. He was preparing so much dishes. Outer only he wanted to please Krishna. But Krishna said, outer only you cannot please me. I am not like that. Crooked persons, you can please crooked persons outwardly. You understand? Those are crookeds. They are crooked, then you have to deal with them with crooked, in crooked way. They are coming outwardly. Just bring many men, many followers, and clapping and glorifying him, giving garland. He's crooked. Now you have to show your crookedness, then you can please. Outwardly. But inside, he's not liking you, you are not liking. This is the situation in this material world. But Krishna is different. His nature is different. He said, Duryodhana, you cannot please me outwardly. I know. You prepare dishes, you just arrange so many cookers. I am a different person. Try to understand me. Everyone wants to please other outwardly. Judge him. Yes.
only those are pure devotees. Those are in higher, how can I say, higher status of spiritual life. Their attitude is like that. Yes. They want to free someone inside, not outwardly. Yes. We cannot please. They know us. So this question is not a, this is not, how can I say, helpful for our spiritual life, or this is not a, we can say, many devotees ask, why this thing happened, he was doing kirtan like that. Stop it. That means you are thinking bhakti yoga have no such potency, Hurinam, you have no such potency. You know this person outwardly, but Krishna know this person inwardly. And Krishna give you reward, whoever you may be. You may be guru, you may be sannyasi, you may be sadhu, you may be brahmachari. What you are doing, Krishna knows. He will give you reward according to your mood. Don't blame Krishna. Don't blame Krishna. This is blaming, suspecting towards bhakti yoga. Yes, condemning. We are condemning. We are not qualified person. We are entering here. But we are still. No? Huh? Can't say like that. Krishna knows. Krishna knows. Guru knows. He knows everyone's position. We don't know our position. You understand? We don't know our position. He knows everyone's position. When he revealed, you can know your position, you can know others' position, and you can know Krishna's position. Therefore, always we are saying pure devotee, not devotee. We are a devotee. We are a devotee. Another adjective is pure devotee. This is pure devotee. Always accepting. Whatever is coming, Krishna's, Krishna's, Guru's, Guru's. Just all right. They have some plan. They have some plan. Yeah, therefore they're praying. Yes, your punishment. Because our husband, his body, he was a serpent. We are also serpents. We are snakes. Why we achieve this body? Why our husband achieve this body? Must he committed some simple activities in past life. Therefore he is in snake body. And you punished and you rectify him, drive away all his contaminations. We are welcoming. Yes, this is very, we can say, extraordinary position of a pure devotee. When punishment is coming, gladly welcoming. And all over the world you will see, everyone welcoming, how can I say, happiness, blissfulness, in ecstasy mood, not distress, lamentation, calamities. No. Only pure devotees. Only pure devotees. Yeah, we are coming to Krishna consciousness to become pure. Not that we will only always glorifying pure devotees. And we always, our mood is to glorify pure devotees. And by their mercy, so we want to become pure. Yes. We cannot say, okay, Prabhupada is always, he is a pure devotee, he is a pure devotee. What's about you? What's about you? Everyone knows, Krishna knows Prabhupada is pure devotee. Whole world, three world, all demigods, everyone knows. But what's about you? When you are saying he is pure devotee, follow his footprints. Follow his footprints. Then it is beneficial. Otherwise, if you say pure devotee, no one will accept. Someone is a drunkard. You understand my point? Someone is a drunkard. Now he is preaching about Krishna. Anyone will accept it? No. So if you are not in that position, even you want to glorify Krishna, you want to glorify pure devotees, no one will accept. Yes. So we have to try our best to rectify our faults. And we have to pray. And how can we advance so that we can achieve a pure stage, pure mood. Yes. Pure mood. You want pure water, huh? Pure water, pure food, pure milk, pure ghee. Why not pure bhakti? You want everything pure. organic, pure. Always you see pure, pure, pure. What is pure? Material, in material world, nothing is pure. Everything is contaminated by mood of material nature. But still, we are soul, therefore we are always searching. I want to take food, pure food. I want to take milk, pure milk. Huh? Pure, pure. But why not pure bhakti? Why are you not aspiring for that? That is the problem. Like for pure food, how many kilometers someone is going? Huh? From Paris to, as from local village to Paris, huh? From local village to tour, huh? Yeah. Big market. Nice market, organized market, huh? Very well, advanced market. Clean, neat. Nice charges. Nice, you can say. Most, I saw two charges. So nice design. Even you can't find in India. Design, nice design. I just brought one photo. I said, in future, I have to make this design for Radha Madhav. This Tom, you know, this, how can I say, the Tom? Oh, so nice. I never saw in my life. I saw different places, carving places in India. But this tour, there is a crossroad. Oh, yeah, we are coming left side. We saw this church. So nice design. I said, if I have money, then I will make it. Temple like that, even a small, but the design, this storm, everything looks like nice temple. Front design, oh, so nice. This window is carved. You see, we want everything pure. For pure food, for nice park, nice garden, huh? We're traveling. Why not for pure bhakti? Yes, and this is our achievement. We have to try our best. We have to try our best. Yes. Krishna, just help me. Gurudev, just help me. I want to become pure. Unless I become pure, how can I please you? Unless I become pure, this is problem towards Krishna. Because I will not give up Krishna. You understand? Our mood should be like that. If I will be not become pure, then who will be in problem? Then me, Krishna, will be in problem. Because I have to serve Krishna. You understand? I have to feed Krishna. I have to cook Krishna. I have to cook for Krishna. Then who will be in problem if my consciousness is not pure? So we have to pray to Krishna. Unless you make me pure, you will be in problem and I will also be in problem. What do you want? Just decide. But remind, I will not give up you. Even I am not pure, I will not. Krishna want these things only. You understand? Krishna is very clever. Oh, he's very. We cannot use these words. Intelligent. He knows everything, past, present, and future. What is our future plan? He knows. He knows everything. He knows. When your plan is only for Krishna, he'll make you pure. When your plan is only for Guru and Krishna, then he said, oh, in future, past, present, future, past already gone, for present and future, he is now belongs to me. Yes. Then there is chance to purify. He is only within our heart. He knows everything. He knows everything. And we have to pray like that. Krishna, whatever situation it may come in future, but I will never give up you. I will never, Gurudev, give up you. Yes. That they want. You know, what do you call it? Promise. Promising. Yes. You have to promise in front of Krishna. But we are promising and not keeping this promise. Breaking, breaking always. Breaking. Yes. In India, when we are promise, you know what usually they are doing? Don't know, eh? Sometimes tulsi leaf, touching tulsi, okay. Just catch hold of this tulsi leaf and promise. Or Mahaprasad, Jagannath Prasad. Before marriage, this was Indian tradition. Still now, although everything already changed, but still now, they are following one thing. Before marriage, they have one fixed date, it is called Nirbandha. Nirbandha means now family from boy and family from girls. Both families now they're giving words to each other. We have now relations. In that some Brahman will come, some little puja. Nice puja in front of deities. In temple, Nirbandha generally happening in temple. You have to go to, even your local temple is there, you have to go there, Nirbandha, that day. You have to go worship there. And Brahmana will come and there you have to touch. Father, like son's father and that girl's father, both. They will catch up. Mahaprasadman promise, I'll hand over my daughter. And sometimes boys and girls, they are also coming and they have to promise. Krishna wants these things. I am promising you, I will not give up you. I am yours. It is up to you now, whether you want to purify me or not. It is up to you. If I will be not pure, you will face problem. Yes. But I will not give up you. It does not mean you can say, Krishna, you will be in problem and you can enjoy. No. You just try your best. Follow all rules and regulations given by Guru. And our mood should be like that. I want to serve you. This is a matter of seriousness. Then we can achieve some happiness. Otherwise, like material people, they are struggling. We call it is material struggling. Eh? Materially, they are struggling. And in spiritual life, this is spiritual struggling. Yeah, we are struggling. Yes. Unless a sincere prayer mode will come, we cannot understand Krishna's plan. But like wives of Kali, as they know. Now they are like not suspecting their, how can I say, it is beyond their imagination. This sort of mercy, what Kali had achieved, beyond of their imaginations. None of the demigods or before saintly persons, they got all these things. They got this mercy, what Kali is now achieving. Therefore, they are in doubt. Doubt means, how he achieved this sort of mercy? Snake body and a offender, already offended to Varuna, and always creating problem for other, but Krishna still dancing over his hood and pleasing him. Just please with Kalia, how it is happening. Tapaha sutaptam kimanena purvam nirastamanena chamanadenam dharmothva sarvajananukampayam yato bhavan tusyati sarvajivaha. Did your husband carefully perform austerity in a previous life? Did our husband carefully perform austerity in previous life? That they are just, how can you say, in their mind they are not speculating, they are just struggling. How can he got all this mercy? It looks like if he had some bias, then why he is now in snake body? Simple activities have some karmic reactions, simple activities, therefore in snake body. So mostly pious persons, devotees, they are achieved mercy. But how our husband achieved? Now they are discussing. Did our husband carefully perform austerity in a previous life? With his mind free of pride and full of respect for others, is that why you are pleased with him? Or did he in some previous existence carefully execute religious duty with compassion for all living beings? And is that why you, the life of all living beings, are now satisfied with him? Looks like they are asking question to Krishna. Yeah, this is prayer. They are not in mind. Yeah, I'm not right. Tapasutaptam kim? They are saying to Krishna, Tapasutaptam kimanenat? Did our husband perform some severe austerity in his previous life? He's asking Krishna. Madhurji, how he achieved this mercy? Yes. Always when this matter comes, special and devotional life, immediately someone comes to previous life. How I came to Krishna consciousness? In this life, what was my background? Who was my father? Who was my mother? What was my nature? But how I became a devotee? How I became a devotee? Where is Krishna consciousness? Krishna, like now in Indian map, we can say, according to world map, we can say Krishna is from India. And all these teachings, before who knows? Before Prabhupada, no one knows. In West, anyone knows? Only knows one thing. They know about Bhagavad Gita. Bas. And you can say literally meaning, intellectual platform, they know in literally meanings. Yes, Gita is nice. Some instructions, how to control sense, how to control mind. Why there? And how to perform duty. There mostly people are reading Bhagavad Gita for karma yoga. How Krishna is saying, okay, you cannot give up your karma. Therefore people like Bhagavad Gita. People don't like one point. What is that? Sarvadharman Parityaja. They don't like these things. But they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they don't like this point. They overlook. In English we say overlook. Okay. This is not important. Like for us, all these karmas, we are overlook. Okay. Just come to Bhakti Yoga. Manamana Bhava, Sarvadharman Parityaja. Before in West or in India, be careful, not about West only, even in India, people are reading Bhagavad Gita, they have a, you can say, proper respect and superior respect, to Bhagavad Gita only for that thing, karma yoga. Is Arjuna want to become sannyas, but Krishna is saying, no, you fight, you do your duty. Yes, therefore Gandhiji is always carrying Bhagavad Gita. Do your duty is God. Yes. Therefore people are following. Who knows? We have to remark where was my background? What is my father's background? Where is Krishna consciousness? Who people don't before in West they don't know who is Tulsi. They know about Tulsi. Only if they know Tulsi, Tulsi means only for medicine. When you have cough. Even it was not in West. No Tulsi. And deities? No. Nothing. But we have to remark or we have to judge ourselves. How I came to Krishna consciousness? I had some sukhurdis, pious activities in my past life. Clearly, anyone coming to Krishna consciousness, Bhaktistu Bhagavat Bhakta Sangena Parijayate Satsanga Lavate Puman Sanchitei Purva Sikriti. Vaisnavis mention Purva Sikriti, Sanchitei Purva Sikriti. Your past Sukritis, the pious activities connected with Bhakti, when it became stuck, Sanchitei, stuck. It became high, then you can get sadhu sangha next life and become devotees. Yes. So now they are there, therefore they are asking to Krishna, did our husband in past life, he had performed some austerity? But how he get these things? Yes. Tapas sutaptam, sutaptam. Many persons they are performing austerity, but we think our husband Kaliya, he had performed such severe and you can say the nice, austerity. Prabhupada mentioning properly performed, yes. Sutaptam, properly performed, yes. Properly, with proper mood, with a systematical way, he performed some austerities, so that you please with these things, now you are showering your mercy to him. Did our husband carefully perform austerity in a previous life? Or with his mind free from pride and full of respect for others? Yes. Yes. All these points you have to remark. All these points are very valuable points to get Krishna's mercy. Yes. Very valuable points. With his mind free from pride and full of respect for others, when we are giving respect to others, we must free from pride. We are giving respect to get respect. But when you are giving respect without pride, actually you can please Krishna. When we are giving respect to others, we are giving respect to Krishna now. When we are giving respect to others, we are serving others within the heart. Krishna is there and he is suffering. This person is suffering. Try to understand him, try to help him. You try to understand someone, if from your side you are clear and he is not understanding you, it is his problem. He will suffer. You will not suffer. Many people misunderstood Prabhupada. Many people misunderstood Gurudev. When you are in your position or even in higher position, many people would misunderstood you. This is not our problem. From our side we are clear. Because our vision to please Guru and Krishna. If someone misunderstood you, that is his problem. You will suffer. You will not suffer. You understand my point? Yes. From our side, always we should be very clear. We should not envious, we should not create some political situations or, okay, we'll make such plans so that this devotee is, he will suffer. This is political field. You are creating a group, okay, just make a group so that we'll give him punishment, we'll ban him, we'll do it like that. What is that? This is not a spiritual life. This is not a spiritual life. From your side, you should be always, I'm going to say, clear. You must have clear vision. You must know the tattvas, Vaishnav tattvas. And you should lead your life with all these tattvas, with all these principles. If others will misunderstand you, this is not our problem. You cannot please everyone. Krishna, Ram, anyone, any incarnation you can show me, they please everyone. No, for Supreme Personality of God it is very difficult because a human has unlimited desires. Yeah, if someone is not pleased with you, immediately will say he is a politician. You see. When he is saying he is a politician, you have to remark, actually he is a politician. He is a politician. When he is not achieving his own result, one desires, when he is not fulfilling his one desires, immediately say like that. We cannot please everyone. We have to go. Like one saying is there, like elephant is going. Elephant, a big elephant, he's come from forest, he's going within the way. Within a village, elephant is just going within the way. You know, when elephant is coming, dogs are barking. Dogs are barking. Dogs' nature. They're barking. Wah, 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 wah. And you know about elephant? You don't want to hear. Okay, you let you bark. They're running, dogs are running. He's just not looking even. You know, he cannot do anything. But they can. And he's not asking to each dog or every dog, why you are barking? Why you are barking? If elephant will ask to all dogs, why you are barking? Why you are barking? He cannot walk and he will die. You understand my point? But thousands of dogs are there. They will bark always, hey, wow, wow, wow. And he's not asking, why you are barking? Why you are barking? If you will ask, why, you will die. And he cannot walk. Our duty is like that. You understand? What others are saying, let them say. We are not worried for others. We want to do something for Guru and Krishna. Others, if they are pleased, let come to fold. If you don't want pleased, you do your job. We have no time. We have no time to clarify your doubts. We are not coming here to please you. Our duty to please Guru and Krishna. If he wants to come. Join with us. If you don't want to come, just bark. No problem we have. We have no time. If you want to clarify everyone's doubt, then your whole life you have to write only. You understand? Why this is happening? Why this is happening? Why this is happening? No. Our lifespan is very short. Very short. You have to do something. for Guru and Krishna. And this is the essential qualities, essential qualities. Did our husband in past life had performed some austerities? And second thing, with his mind free from pride and full of respect for others? Yes, this is, and Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur mentioning this quality generally you can see in case of karmis, janis, jogis, only bhakta. Yes, free from pride and giving respect to all living entities. This small thing? No. And Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur is mentioning, and this is the quality of a Vaishnavas. So they are indirectly asking to Krishna, did your husband in past life he was a Vaishnava? Otherwise, how you achieve this person? How you achieve your lotus feet, which is rare for even Lakshmi, for Brahma, for Shiva? How our husband achieve these things? This is Vaishnava Yoguna. Yeah. And third things. Did he in some previous existence carefully executed religious duty with compassion for all living beings? Third point. Did our husband with compassionate nature had performed some religious duty? So this is an indication for a religious person. You understand? If you want to become a religious person, you want to perform some religious duty, compassionate nature is compulsory. It's compulsory. If you have no compassionate nature, forget about religious activities. Yes. Therefore, sadhu's nature like in Chaitanya-charitamrita is there. It connected with Mahaprabhu's Leela, like Haridas, when he was banishing Haridas. When he banished Haridas. Vajrat sukathino api, kusumat komalam api. Saintly persons, when they saw someone breaking or creating distance in religious principles, their heart is like, at that time, like thunderbolt. But they're not like always like that, and they're soft like flower. Kusumat komalam api. Yes. If someone wants to become a religious person, first qualification, this kindness, compassionate nature. If he is not arising, that means Krishna is not pleased with our activities. Selfish, hard-hearted, selfishness. Again, say another word is there, like hatred, hatred nature. They don't like anyone. They're always just like that. This is nature. Not good. This is nature of a religious person. Did our husband had performed some religious activities with compassionate nature towards all living entities? To all living entities. What to speak of Vaishnavas? We have no compassionate nature towards Vaishnavas. We have no compassionate towards Vaishnavas. What to speak of other living entities? Therefore, actually in Tattva, we can say we are not well conversant or well known about all these Tattvas. What should be the nature of a Vaishnava? And how can I achieve all these qualities? In which way? Yeah. A Vaishnava means a different level. Vaishnava level, we can say the categories of Vaishnavas or the Vaishnavas level is higher than demigods. Because demigods, their devotion is mixed with, they're Sakama Bhaktas. Yes, they have some desire. Misra Bhakti. Misra mixed. But pure devotees, our path, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's path is beyond that. Yes. How can you become a Vaishnava if you have no compassionate nature? A religious person means compulsory, we can say, the essential quality of a religious person is compassionate nature. Compassionate for the soul and compassionate for the body. Yes. And especially is focusing on soul. Yes. Compassionate. Did our husband perform some religious activities with compassionate nature towards all living entities? Sarva Jananukampaya, this word is there. Sarva Jananukampaya. Towards all living entities. That is why the life of did he in some previous existence carefully execute religious duty with compassion for all living beings? And is that why you, the life of all living beings, is now satisfied with him? Yeah. Because you are residing in everyone's heart. Now you are pleasing with Kaliya. You are showing mercy to Kaliya. That means Kaliya, maybe our husband, he hurts this compassionate nature. Yes. And then they are asking to Krishna, we don't know how he got this mercy, whether he had performed some, Prabhupada mentioning, how can you say this word? Austere? Huh? No, austerity is the adjective is there. Properly, huh? Carefully, properly, austerity is, or second one. Tadasataptam kimanaina purvam manas, without pride, is giving respect to everyone. And third thing, he had performed some religious activities with compassionate nature. These three things, they are expecting. Maybe with these three things, Kaliya had performed our husband. He had performed in previous lives. Therefore they got mercy. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, tomorrow we will read about his commentaries, what he is mentioning, and also Prabhupada mentioning here. Something we can read from Prabhupada. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada comment in the Krishna, in his Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 16, the Naga Patnis confirm that one cannot come in contact with Krishna having executed pious activities in his devotional service in one's previous life. Clear? You see how Prabhupada mentioned? Yes. As Lord Chaitanya advised in his Sikhyashtakam, one has to execute devotional service by humbly chanting Hare Krishna mantra, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, and not expecting honor for oneself, but offering all kind of honor to others. That indicating the second one. Pride, without pride, give respect to others. Okay. The Nagpatnis were astonished that although Kaliya had a body of a serpent, as the result of grievous sinful activities, at the same time he was in contact with the Lord to the extent that the Lord's lotus feet were touching his hoods. Certainly this was not an ordinary result of his activities. These two contradictory facts astonished them. Yes, immediately they connecting this present situation with past activities. Yes. And Jiva Goswami also always mentioning this thing. Sukrut is very powerful. Your past Sukrut is very powerful. It gives you faith, it gives you internal spirit. It helps so much. So much. And especially in this life, we should not commit any offense. Be careful. When we are preaching, we are establishing some siddhantas, but we have no specific enviousness towards someone. Preaching is different activities. When someone is like, Acharya is saying nonsense, idiot, that does not mean they have. We are saying nonsense. What is that nonsense? When we are saying nonsense, this word's value is different. You understand? When we are saying bogus, this word's value is different. But when a saintly person is saying these things, this word is different. When we are saying something with a anger, enviousness, we are saying. Sadhu, when sadhu is criticizing, sadhu wants, not his, sadhu's mood is not to criticize anyone. Establishing siddhanta, not, sometimes they are criticizing demigods, no, not criticizing, to showing the position of demigods. How it is, how can I say, their positions is lower than Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like in Narakasura case, and Sukadeva Goswami immediately criticizing Indra. Demigods, they are very selfish. You see, when they are in problem, they are approaching Krishna. And when Krishna asking, give Parijat tree, Satyabhama wants, they start to fight. Yes, their mentality is different. They don't want to criticize. Yes, criticism is not at all bhakti, Gurudev said. Finding fault of other and criticism is not atal bhakti. And no tinge of, you can say, gandha, how can you say in English? A tinge of smell, we can say. In that position, if you always in your mind to see faults of other, then second one, and criticize others. No tinge of taste or tinge of smell of bhakti in that position. So we don't want to lose our sukritis. We don't want by committing offense. No. Criticizing, finding faults. Yes. Become very careful. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.